first to work in Louisiana, which has been for us a great thrill. The Louisiana Recovery Foundation is a privately financed group. It's a foundation, basically the Baton Rouge Foundation, which established a statewide foundation to raise private money to introduce creative planning into Louisiana. The reason it was private money was so that it would be removed from the political situation in Louisiana. And they conducted a search, they interviewed several firms, and three firms were selected to do three different tasks. Andres Duany did three demonstration charrettes in strategically located towns to set about some principles for how rebuilding and development could take place. Peter Kelthorpe is now just finishing a year and a half long process that develops a regional vision for southern Louisiana, extremely complex when you think about decisions that have to be made about what land gets used for development, what land should go back to wetlands. This is a culture that's tied to the land. Giving up your place on the land is a wrenching emotional thing, and yet, clearly, some decisions have to be made. Excuse me. Our job was between the two, which was to produce two publications that disseminate some of the information generated by both of those processes and from planning and new urbanism in general for use by many different aspects of the building process in Louisiana. The first is a pattern book. Both of these can be obtained from the Center for Planning Excellence in Baton Rouge, by the way. There are 100,000 copies of the pattern book was printed, 7,500 copies of a planning toolkit have been printed. So you're welcome to contact that organization. CNU Chicago has some copies, and I'm sure we can get some more. First, the pattern book. Pattern book was the thing that was most urgently needed. It was a pattern book for residential reconstruction and development, similar to other pattern books which we have developed. But there's a particular issue in Louisiana. One of the things we found, through Andres's public processes, through our own public processes, to find out what people value in their housing, was that Louisiana has first of all, has a unique culture. 81% of the people in the state were born there. 21st century America. 81% people who live there now were born there. A similar kind of percentage of those people live within a couple miles of where they were born. There is virtually no in-migration. So what's the net result of that? No housing industry. Most states have housing construction as a significant part of their product. Not so in Louisiana. The total production we've guessed at from various interviews at something like 5,000 or 6,000 units a year in the entire state. Katrina and Rita come along, 250,000 homes are destroyed. So how does that equate? How do you put that back together? It's a crisis. So part of the pattern book effort was to establish patterns that could be used not just by the existing industries, but by new industries that could be set up by manufactured housing companies, production companies of various sort, developers and builders from other parts of the country to help rebuild that process. In the course of our reconnaissance work, the number of double wides being shipped in increased dramatically every week coming into the state, looking nothing like anything that has to do with Louisiana. When we met with people to ask them about housing, about houses and neighborhoods and the qualities that they value, it was quite striking because people link, more than any other place I've ever worked, linked the specific character of the house, the way it relates to the landscape and to the community, to their lives. Parties are very important. Therefore, the houses have big double French doors opening to porches, which open to the outside, which open to the street, open to shaded trees. parties are always going on, flowing in, people in, flowing out. That's the heart and core of what that culture is all about. And the images that people talked about were quite beguiling. Not big plantation houses, but simpler houses with these galleries and porches. When you go around Louisiana to try to find and photograph examples of what they described, you almost can't find them. Because the state has been dysfunctional for a long time. The development industry has been dysfunctional. The highway industry has not. The strip mall development has not. So therefore, all you can see are little fragments of this magical environment that people talked about and kept in their minds. So our pattern book, I at times characterized as a work of Southern fiction. We couldn't use just photographs. We created drawings that reconstructed assemblies of the different images that put together. And the response was emotional and very positive. We had a press tour where I went around with some councilmen and governor's people to Home Depots and Lowe's stores to stand there and do television interviews. And people would come up and say the most amazing things about it. How much it meant to them to have their culture celebrated. So the mission of the pattern book then was partly to show updated technologies and how to use new technologies and how to introduce the flood protection measures and the hardening of construction and so forth. But a lot of it had to do with communicating the values that people had to this new industry that's coming in. And we'll see. We'll see how well it works. The pattern book in Mississippi was done at the next table from the Katrina Cottage table, and certainly Mary Ann and others' works on the community on the Katrina Cottage are part of the pattern book. Seems to me it's one of the most perfect embodiment of that, of finding new technologies for doing it. The toolkit is an inventory of planning, and it tries to link several issues: sustainable design, flood protection, affordability and accessibility, transportation planning, response to the landscape, as issues to be dealt with in setting up frameworks for development, and then looks at it, that's in horizontal lines, and then looks at it in a matrix of vertical columns at the scale of the region, the scale of the town, the scale of the neighborhood, the scale of the block, the scale of the building, so that you can see the relationship between different aspects of design. There was virtually no planning in Louisiana. One parish had significant, St. Tammany Parish, had significant planning. And for the most part, there's no planning infrastructure. So this is being used to set up that planning infrastructure. So that was a very profound experience for us, to engage with people in different parts of the state to produce these two books.